This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. It could be far more expensive to buy an electric vehicle in Colorado next year. CPR's Sam Brash reports that's in part because of President-elect Donald Trump.
Colorado has its own $5,000 tax credit to cut the cost of EVs. The discount was already scheduled to drop to $3,500 next year. On top of that, Trump's transition team has signaled plans to eliminate a federal EV tax credit worth up to $7,500. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis says the decision would result in higher prices for consumers and eliminate a policy helping create jobs in the U.S. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder will pay hundreds of female faculty members back pay. CPR's Jenny Brandine reports that the total agreement is about $4.5 million.
After Colorado passed an equal pay for equal work law, CU Boulder conducted an equity review in 2021. That led to the university adjusting women's salaries to be in line with their male counterparts. But it didn't give back pay. The new settlement means 386 female faculty members will get that back pay. Attorney Madeline Collison.
I hope that all the other universities follow suit and do these pay equity analyses.
CU Boulder said it's committed to fair and equitable pay. It will also conduct regular transparent reviews every 3 years. A state judge has to approve the agreement. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
A team from Colorado Mesa University has won a $10 million rainforest competition known as the X Prize. The team of faculty, students, and other collaborators from the Grand Junction University invented a sensor platform to survey rainforest canopies. The winner of the five-year-long competition was announced Friday at the G20 summit in Brazil. A cold front is headed to Colorado, and it'll bring snow to the high country and some parts of the Northern Front Range by the morning. This is CPR News and KRCC.